We're hit at the gas pump. Now it could be our grocery bills. I'm Ashley Katz.
And I am David Oliver. Good to have you joining us this evening. Shoppers may soon see the cost of a gallon of milk spike between $6 and $8. It's already around $4 a gallon, spreading your grocery money thin.
Color 10's Laurie Patton has been following this issue and joins us now. Laurie.
Well, CBS News is calling this the dairy cliff, and some hope the solution to the farm bill would be attached to a reconciliation of the fiscal cliff issue. Instead, it looks like farmers and consumers could pay big dollars until Congress acts, but most, from local dairy farmers to the head of the U.S. Department of Agriculture, have little hope that anything will happen before the new year. Most people are going to find milk at $6 to $8 a gallon hard to swallow.
Well, it's high enough now.
Shoppers of all ages find it even harder to believe.
It's definitely unfortunate, though. I mean, milk is like a kind of like a staple in everyone's diet, I feel like. I mean, everyone's, you know, buys milk. So the fact that it'd be going up around the board is not cool.
But for people who rely on milk at work and at home, like Southside Senior Center cook Tina Jacobs, the news is concerning.
I heard on the news that it's supposed to go up to $7 a gallon.
Jacobs and other cooks serve milk as part of a balanced diet for the seniors.
The seniors get milk with their lunch every day, and they get their choice of chocolate, 2%, 1% whole. They enjoy their milk.
Jacobs says she can't think of anyone who won't be affected.
Even at home, my children still drink a lot of milk, and I'm very upset about it.
Jacobs' assistant says she relies on milk in her recipes for the seniors.
I order gallons of milk because I use it in my bread puddings, my puddings, my regular puddings, just I use it in my baking.
But some of the seniors are more concerned about others.
I think it's going to be very hard on families that have children.
Shopper Aaron Orlovsky says what most dairy farmers fear with higher prices, that milk will get passed over and left on the shelves.
I bet people would just, you know, stop buying as much Kellogg's and drinking milk.
Local farmers we spoke with said that since early fall, farm regulations have been operating under a law from 1949 because of a failure to pass a farm bill. Now, tomorrow, we're visiting a local dairy farm to show you how and where farmers will get hit first and how that cost will be passed along to consumers.